welcome to Podcast Insider. I'm your host this week, Mike Dell, and today I've got a guest co-host, Barry Kantz, our CFO and general counsel here at Raw Voice. How you doing, Barry?
Good. I'm doing very well. And thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be back. It's been a while since I've been on the show, so it's great to come back around here once again.
Yep, Todd's out of town. He's going to his son's graduation this week. So he traveled out yesterday and will be gone this week. So figured I'd get Barry in here. We haven't heard from him in a while. Of course. So let's see. And it's still an all Michigan show, you know, because when Todd records, he's still in Michigan and you too. So hey, we're still in Michigan.
I'm about an hour and a half south of Mike, along the lakeshore, near it.
Right. So, all right, well, we got some news. We got best practice about interviewing. Got some blueberry stuff. We're actually going to have an interview today. Surprise when we get there. And, of course, we have the question of the week and all the normal stuff. This is kind of award season for the internet. The first Ambies Awards were given out last Sunday by the Podcast Academy. And of course, a lot of the big podcast production companies won a lot of things, of course. And Wondery took most of them. They took Podcast of the Year, which is a show called Dying for Sex. I've never heard of it, but anyway, they're the Podcast of the Year. They have a whole bunch of categories, but you'll notice that, you know, it's NYC Studios won one, Conan O'Brien. You know, it's kind of, the Ambies are sort of trying to be like the Academy Awards for movies or the Grammys for music. So it's one of those type of Academy things. Have you been paying any attention to what's going on with the Academy?
You know, I haven't, but you bring up a question in my mind. Do we have a podcast awards for indies, small podcasters like me?
Yeah, that's the one that Todd runs there, the People's Choice Podcast Awards.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But yeah, this is a bigger industry one. It was started by Hernan Lopez, who was the CEO of Wondery, started Wondery, and he organized this Academy of Podcasters. And, you know, some indies of, you know, friends of ours are part of it. Rob Greenlee, he was the first, I don't know what you call it, chairman of the board of governors for the Academy for the, you know, first year. And it's a noble goal, I guess. We'll see how it takes off, but they're doing a lot of other things other than just the awards. They're, you know, doing some educational stuff and, you know, more industry type stuff. So we'll see how it goes. I'm a member and figured why not get involved with it if it's going to be a thing. So
sure.
And of course, another awards that have been around for a long time, the Webbies, and, you know, those were around long before podcasting. You know, that started right when the World Wide Web started. So, but this year they made some.
Oh, that's been a while.
Yeah, they've been around. But yeah, they picked a few podcasts this year for Webbies. It was said by Cadence 13 is one of the best series. There was two of them picked for that. And there's another one, Dr. Death, season two. And that one's by Wondery. So, of course, Wondery's cleaning up on that one, too. So
what is this thing about death and dying, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. I think they're talking about, you know, Jack Kevorkian and his cases and whatever, maybe. Okay. Who knows? I haven't listened to it, but it might be interesting. But anyway, we have the rundown of all the winners of Webbies in the podcast categories. I have a link in the show notes. And then just to make it a trio of awards, here's a long-running award. The 87th National Headliner Award winners were announced in a couple of podcasts, or three of them, won the National Headliner Awards. So that's kind of interesting. They mainly are for journalism. It's the oldest and largest in the country. It recognizes journalistic merit, and they honored three podcasts during their 87th award show. So, yeah, that's cool. But, yeah, I guess we could title this show, And the Winner Is.
So. Yeah. I can make an envelope sound here like I'm opening up an envelope or something.
Yes, yeah. Hand me the envelope, Barry.
Yeah.
But anyway, and of course, you know, we've talked about the People's Choice Podcast Awards that our CEO runs, so totally unrelated to Blueberry, but run by Todd. Speaking of award winners, Jim Harold, friend of the show, just celebrated his 500th episode of his show Campfire, and that's kind of a cool show about the paranormal, you know, stuff, you know, weird stuff that you would talk about around a campfire, I guess. So congratulations to Jim. Jim also does a show about podcasting where he interviews longtime podcasters and I forget what the name of that show is. I want to say it was Podcast Legends, but I think Todd had a show like that too, so I don't know. But congratulations to Jim on 500 episodes. We're getting close here. We're at 244, so we're almost halfway there. Hey, do you remember Google Reader, Barry?
I do. And, you know, I think like you, I miss it.
Yeah, I definitely miss it. I used to use it a lot when we ran a support forum, and I would subscribe to the RSS from the forum in Google Reader, along with a bunch of other stuff, and it was just really handy. And so far, there's really been nothing to replace it. But according to 9to5 Google, they're testing in Chrome an RSS-powered follow button. So within Chrome, they may be bringing back Reader in some form. So if you use the Chrome browser, that might work for you. It looks interesting.
Well, I'll have to give it a try.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out, too. I don't know how you get on the testing on that, but definitely want to do it. We got the article here from 9to5 Google. Barry, you came up with our best practice this week. Talking about interview prep and techniques is what I renamed it. So tell us a little bit about what you were thinking with interview prep or how you do it.
Yeah, you know, I have a podcast interview for my podcast coming up tomorrow. And, you know, I have a guest on. I don't know the guest. The person hasn't been on the show previously, so it's new to both of us. She's coming on cold onto my show, and I'm getting to know her. So for people like that, I tend to do an outline, and I think that makes them a little bit more comfortable about coming on the show. I do some explaining and then outline topics. And, you know, this is all in Google Docs, but I give them an opportunity to contribute to the outline and put in there what they want to talk about, and they can see kind of what I'm talking about. And that's what I tend to do with guests who are new to the show. Now, if I have someone that's coming on that's been around and has been on the show a couple of times, I don't do that because, you know, we sort of have the relationship and we can get things set up just before I hit the record button and everything goes well. You know, an example of that here coming up on my show, I have Chris Christensen, who's a longtime podcaster, and he's going to talk about the Galapagos Islands on my podcast. But Chris has been on the podcast a half dozen times, maybe more. And, you know, I don't need to do an outline for him. But for somebody new, I tend to do that. And I'm just curious as to what other people do when they have guests on their show. Do they wing it? Do they have an outline? Maybe there's something better than an outline that I'm not aware of. But yeah, if you have any ideas or want to let us know what you do, that'd be great. What do you do, Mike?
Well, I'm a little different there. I tend not to do pre-interviews or any sort of outline with guests, but I don't do a lot of interviewing. And I kind of like to let the conversation just sort of happen. So what I'll do, you know, maybe, you know, when we are going to record the interview, and I always pre-record them. I don't do them live to the drive, as they say. And what I'll do is I'll, you know, get them used to the microphone, you know, if they're not very savvy with doing recording and stuff. When I interview people sometimes for my personal shows, they're not podcasters, they're not broadcasters, they're not anything, they're just people. And, you know, I want to get them used to it. So I'll hit record, but it's not really recording because sometimes you get some real gems in that little pre-interview. And I always tell them that I may use some of this later after I told them that I recorded it. So yeah. I don't let them know that the record button has been pressed until after. But yeah, I just kind of like to have it just sort of happen. One of the things a lot of people do when they interview is they have, you know, predetermined questions and all that. And that's fine. You know, you might want to throw some notes down for yourself, you know, make sure you want to cover certain things. But a lot of times they're worried about the next question while the guest is answering it. And I find sometimes that there'd be this nugget of something that should be followed up on and the host wasn't even listening.
I would agree with you. When I do my outline, I don't put questions in there. I just put the topic areas because I 100% agree with you that I guess I want it to be spontaneous. And, you know, I may write a question down as the person's talking, but that's the extent that I do that.
Right, right. The other thing is when you're interviewing somebody, a lot of podcasters, of course, we like to talk. We don't want to sit here and listen. We want to talk. And the problem is, you know, you're interviewing somebody, you're trying to present that person to your listeners. Your listeners hear you all the time. So, you know, please try to stay out of the way. Let them talk. You know,
I 100% agree with you on that. There's a couple of podcasts that had guests on that I really wanted to hear what the guest had to say. And the podcast host kept interrupting and talking over this guest, and I just got so frustrated, I stopped the recording and hit the unsubscribe button. I'm done with this. You know, it's not considerate for your guest to do that, and it's not considerate for your listeners to hear that type of thing. So, yeah, I would agree with you, Mike.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my pet peeves. The other pet peeve, and you'll hear this a lot with guests that are not used to doing interviews, is they'll always start every answer with, "That's a good question." That's just a pet peeve of mine. If I'm interviewing you and you do that, I'm going to edit it out. Because, of course, it's a good question because I asked it, darn it. Anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, I've got a thing about word whiskers, you know, that they start every sentence out with so or, you know, those types of things. You
don't well, they're it's hard to get either. Rid of those, though, when you're, you know, you're used to it. You know, like ums and my big thing. I say, you know, a lot, and I really try not to, but, you know.
It's hard.
It's hard to get off those crutch words. All right. Well, like I said, let us know. What do you do for interview prep and techniques? You know, how do you do interviews if you do interviews? Of course, you don't have to do interviews to do a podcast, but yeah, just let us know. You can get a hold of any one of us at Blueberry, my first name at blueberry.com. So it's Barry, Mike, Todd, Mackenzie, whoever you want to email. It's really easy.
Yeah, just, you know, you think of blueberry, you think of a fruit. And if you think of my name, well, that's not the case. My name is spelled B-A-R-R-Y, not B-E-R-R-Y. So.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've done that before accidentally. I'm a terrible speller, so thank God for spell check. All right, so now on to some blueberry stuff. Nothing too earth-shattering, but see, we're doing a PowerPress webinar next Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. And even if you can't make it to the live webinar at 3 p.m. Eastern, you can sign up. We'll have a link in the show notes, and afterwards we'll send you a copy of the video. So please sign up, and we'll take you through setting up PowerPress on a WordPress site and all that, all the way through submitting your show to the directories. So we do that about once a month, and lately we've been having quite a crowd there, so that's been great. Makes it worth doing. So, hey, you guys planning on going to any live events now that things seem to be lightening up a bit? A lot of them are planning to go forward, so and we're planning to start going to them again. We're going to be at Podcast Movement for sure, PodFest probably, She Podcast, NAB Show, and a few others maybe. So we plan on being at those. Do you know of an event that you think we should go to? Really like to, you know, get out and meet people and show off Blueberry. So anyway, if you want to suggest something, go ahead and email marketing@blueberry.com. That's the team that usually decides whether we go to a show or something else. So pretty cool. And of course, we have the blog over at podcastinsider.com as well as this podcast. And Troy Price wrote an article, Secrets of the Podcaster's Mindset. And it's kind of he calls it affirmations. It's kind of cool. So go check that article out. Yeah, Troy's been writing for us as a ghostwriter for a while, and now we're starting kind of a new thing. Of course, doing it for, what, a couple of weeks, 3 weeks now, where we're having some other guest writers, and we're giving them credit for it, so, and paying them. So if you want to be a writer for Blueberry, like for the Podcast Insider, you know, we're not taking a ton of them, but if you want to throw your hat in the ring to be a writer, also email marketing@blueberry.com. Anyway, but go over and check out the blog post there about the podcaster's mindset. I found it kind of interesting. It's kind of like, you remember on Saturday Night Live, they used to have that guy, people like me or whatever. You know, it's kind of that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's a good article, though. So
piques my curiosity.
Yeah. So I said we were going to have an interview, and what I want to do is I want to start interviewing people on the team here at Blueberry. And since you're already here, Barry, let's give you your turn in the barrel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, why not? Yeah, like you say, I'm already here and all queued up to do this. So let's go for it.
All right. So Barry's our CFO and general counsel. And of course, he has his own podcast that you've been doing now, what, 15, 16 years? I mean, you know, right from the beginning, pretty much, called the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And we'll have a link to that, of course. But I kind of wanted to get maybe your origin story. How did you get into podcasting?
Well, as my title suggests here, I'm a lawyer by profession. But, you know, I have a lot of other interests. like Mike does. I'm also an amateur radio operator like Mike is. And so kind of a techie, have been all my life. But anyhow, I got interested in the travel business. As I was kind of going along, and after having taken a couple of trips to Southeast Asia and traveled a little bit around this country, I thought, boy, travel is really nice. I'm going to look into this whole thing about being a travel agent. Now, keep in mind, this was back in 2004, and the travel business was a lot different back in 2004, 2005 than it is today. But anyhow, I thought, I'm going to proceed forward and just see what it takes to become a travel agent. So I ordered some courses and did a lot of investigation, did a lot of learning. And at one point I thought, and podcasting was just coming on the scene. And I thought, well, why don't I just talk about what I'm doing or what I have to do, what I have to learn, what I'm learning to become a travel agent and make a podcast out of that. And that's where I started back in, first show was back in February of 2005. You know, your first show, especially back then when the whole thing was new, that was a bit rough. There's some archives out there.
Yeah, I always say your first show sucks and your second show sucks less and it just gets better.
Yeah. So, you know, it proceeded from there, and it was a weekly podcast back then. Somehow I managed to do a weekly podcast and find guests every week, and people were receiving emails, you know, like podcasters do. And one person was emailing me all the time telling me to do this and do that, and a lot of suggestions, a lot of good suggestions. And I emailed her back at one point, and I says, well, why don't you help me with this? Why don't you be a co-host on the show? So she did. She came aboard. She was also a travel agent, fairly new travel agent anyhow at that time. And she came on board. Her name's Lorraine Romero, but she came on board and helped me out. She helped find guests, which was an essential thing for the show, still is. And we continued doing a weekly podcast up until about, I think it was 2012. And then we switched it to monthly, and Lorraine's personal life and jobs and travel business kind of overwhelmed her. So she dropped off as the co-host, and I've been continuing the show solo and still doing it monthly. I've got show number 425 coming up. I'm doing an interview tomorrow. So that's where we're at. Now, how did I get involved with Blueberry? Well, I was doing the show,
that's
of course.
That's a good story.
Yeah. And I was also an avid podcast listener, kind of a techie. So I was listening to a new podcast out there called Geek News Central, Todd Cochran's show. He started, I think, in October of 2004. And I was a listener of his, and one day he said on his show, he made an announcement that he was looking to start a company, and he needed people with various skill sets, and also he needed, you know, someone who was an attorney to organize the business and do that. And I sent him an email and got involved, still involved here 16 years later. And, you know, we've come a long ways in those 16 years. And Mike, you're a part of the group at Blueberry and have been for many, many years as well. So it's been fun. I really enjoy it. The hobby turned into a growing business. I mean, what more could you ask for, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. That's kind of, you know, I fell into it kind of that way too. Started a podcast, and now I'm working in the industry, so I love it. So speaking of hobbies, I know you've got a few, and a few of ours line up. So of course we're both into amateur radio, and I think you were into aviation as well, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. When I was in college, I was a member of the Western Michigan University Flying Club, and I used to fly out of the Kalamazoo Airport and did a lot of flying. Student pilot's license. I never went on to get the private pilot's license, but I got quite a few hours in the air with the student pilot license. Yeah, love it.
Oh yeah. That's a fun but expensive hobby, I tell you. I switch to gliders mostly because it's a lot cheaper, but you don't have to buy gas for them.
That's true. Engines don't break down.
No, not usually. Now, sometimes the tow plane, but that's a whole different thing. And you also, you basically work out of your RV half of the year. And I have an RV, but it's not, you know, nothing I'd want to live in for any length of time, but... So,
yeah, we have a sticks and bricks house about 15 miles here from the shores of Lake Michigan. But I don't know why we have a sticks and bricks house. We're only here just a few months. We're down in Florida during the winter, and then we come home. We love northern Michigan, so we're in the motorhome up in northern Michigan. even further north than where Mike lives. We're usually up by the Mackinac Bridge and into the UP. So, you know, it's great travel again, you know, kind of a consistent theme here.
That's what we do, you know, with ours. We'll take the weekend trips here and there and all that. Don't do any extensive traveling, but yeah, like I said, it's interesting and that we've ended up working together and friends and have a lot of the same hobbies. So that's cool. And podcasting is just
that's
one
true.
Of them. So, and I still consider myself a hobbyist podcaster, except for this show.
I do too. I'm by no means a professional podcaster. However you define that term, I'm not sure how that's defined. But if you define it by the number of years you've been podcasting, maybe I am a professional podcaster. But or maybe you define it by your intent, whether you want to, you know, you're out there making money doing it. Maybe that's how you define it. Not sure. Anyhow, rambling on.
Yeah, who knows? But anyway, yeah, it's great. You know, the company's growing and you got in right at the right time at the beginning, of course. It's always the best. Anything else you want to cover before we move on to the question of the week?
No, I think that's it. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, Mike.
Yeah, and like I said, I want to get some of the rest of the team in here periodically for a meet the team interview. Those will probably be mostly pre-recorded, except for when I can con somebody into being my guest host.
There you go.
Thanks, Mary. Next thing on the list here is the question of the week. And this week I had two somebodies ask very similar questions, so I figured I'd cover it. So the question goes, I want to do two podcasts for my one WordPress site using PowerPress and either podcast channels or category podcasting. What is the difference between category podcasting and podcast channels, and which one should I use? And so I wrote the answer here. Podcast channels are great if you want to do two different versions of your show. So you're doing a video version and an audio version. You can publish them both in the same post in two different RSS feeds. I know this gets geeky. You know, we don't want to get too geeky here, but channels are great, except for they don't scale well. And what I mean by that is if, okay, you're going to do one or two extra shows, channels might be a good choice. It also, if you've been podcasting using PowerPress for a long time, you've got, say, a bunch of episodes of your original show and you want to add one show, channels is the way to go. But if you get any more than about five, it gets a little hard to keep things separate because the way channels works is you'll have an episode box for each show in the post. And, you know, you can imagine if you have more than about four or five of them, it gets really confusing. And another advantage of channels is you can use channels to do a paid podcast using a third-party membership plugin. We don't do that directly here at Blueberry, well, at least not with PowerPress. And, you know, that way your show's not just stuck on one platform. You know, we did a lot of talking about Apple and Spotify, and I think there was one or two others that are adding premium podcasting or paid podcasting, but you're stuck on that one platform. With this, any podcast app, or not any, but most podcast apps can deal with the passworded feed. And anyway, so I'm getting too geekier. Does that make any sense to you, Barry?
Yeah, I'm just kind of thinking that why would you build your house on somebody else's land, right?
Yeah, it's the Blueberry way. You know, so that's another advantage of channels. But again, it's not good if you're going to do a bunch of shows. Category podcasting is great if you're going to do a bunch of podcasts. You know, a small, medium network, more than, you know, three, four, five shows. And it scales really well. The disadvantage is, like, a lot of people want to add a category feed for a new show. The problem is, it doesn't matter to your main RSS feed. So if you've been doing a show all along, it doesn't matter what category you put that post in. It's going out in that main feed. So all of your episodes, regardless of what category you put them in, will still be going out in that main feed. That can be an advantage or a disadvantage. But when you're adding a show, you don't want to use categories. You use channels if you're just adding one show to an existing podcast. But with categories, you can add a myriad of them, and then you just select the category that you want it to go out in. And it's really quite simple once you get it set up. You know, it's a little tricky to set up just because there's a lot of moving parts. And I always tell people, if you're going to do one podcast, it's X amount of work. If you're going to do two podcasts, it's 4X that amount of work. In other words, just keeping two separate, it just multiplies exponentially. So, but once it's set up, it's not particularly hard. And Interesting fact, we have a PowerPress user that has 750 category feeds from one WordPress site. I don't know if you remember those guys. They were doing after show things for TV shows and movies.
Oh, yeah.
And, for pretty much every TV show on the air, they had a podcast about it.
Holy cow.
And they were doing them all. Yeah, they were doing it all from one WordPress site. So it's crazy.
That's ambitious.
Yeah, yeah. And, they're doing good and they're still at it. But some of our detractors will say that WordPress can't handle podcast feeds. Well, you put enough horsepower behind it, it will. Anyway, so to this end, I get this question a lot. So to this end, I'm going to be hosting two webinars on June 2nd, one right after the other, one for category podcasting and one for podcast channels. And I want to get a good video so that I can just send people to the video. So, but I'm going to do it live as a webinar. So I'll have the signups next week on this show. In the show notes, and of course we'll be promoting it on other social channels, so look for that if you're interested in doing multiple shows from your one WordPress site. So I think that gets us down close to the end here. If you have a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to me, mike@blueberry.com. Audio would be great, or text, or even a video if you want, and we may use it on the show. I'd love to answer your question and get your voice on Podcast Insider. Same thing with interviews. If you want to be interviewed about your podcasting journey, we specifically like the origin stories and what podcasting has done for you. So if you're a Blueberry user and want to be interviewed here on the show, you can contact either Todd, Mike, or Mackenzie@blueberry.com, and you can have any one of the three of us interview you. Maybe we even get Barry to interview you if you really want that.
So, anyway. Yeah, look for an outline if I do. No.
Yeah, there you go. Barry will do an outline now. I'll just throw you to the wolves.
Yeah.
And as always, the best place for support with any Blueberry products or services is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. And if you send the ticket in, it gives the whole team access to the question rather than direct emails or phone calls because, sometimes we get busy. I know I do sometimes, and I have a hard time keeping up with emails and phone calls. If they're direct, if they're in our ticket system, we've got a team that also checks all that stuff. Also, be sure to follow or subscribe, whatever the app you're in says, to our companion show, actually my show, Podcast Help Desk. I get to go a little deeper and geekier into podcasting. This week, I'm going to discuss and demonstrate an old podcasting concept. Barry, do you remember soundseeing tours?
Boy, I sure do, and I miss them. In fact, I did a couple of those on the Homebase Travel Agent show, and I haven't thought much about them for a long time, and I'm glad you're doing this. I'm gonna listen in.
Yeah, I'm gonna actually do a soundseeing tour and explain what it was, what it is, and how maybe you want to add that to your show. So I'll get into the technical setup and, just what the concept was. I remember Father Roderick van Hoogen. He's a priest over in the Netherlands, and right at the beginning of podcasting, it was about the time they were electing a new pope at the Vatican, and he was there doing recording, I think with a Sony DAT tape recorder, and was recording the crowd and, doing the soundseeing tour at the Vatican while they were electing the pope. And that was, kind of the quintessential soundseeing tour. And you just don't hear about that anymore. So I want to explain what that is and do one.
Didn't Trucker Tom do some soundseeing tours? I kind of remember that.
Oh, yeah. He did quite a bit of them. I remember one in particular, he switched companies. He's a truck driver, long haul over the road. And he switched companies, and he was doing a soundseeing tour while he was moving into his new truck.
Yeah.
At the new company. And I always loved that one.
Yep.
But yeah, Tom's still at it too. Wow, he's, I think, 1,800 shows, or no more than that. He's over 2,000 now, I think.
He's quite a guy, a very interesting guy. And, I enjoy listening to his Trucker Tom podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to get him on here at some point to interview. So talk about the beginnings of podcasting, because he was right there at the bleeding edge. I think he started about the same time Todd did, and that's crazy. But anyway, so that's about it. If you want a free month of anything we do here at Blueberry, use the promo code INSIDER at checkout, and that'll give you a free month, and you can give it a test run. So anyway, Barry, thanks for being the co-host this week. Hopefully our editors over at Blueberry Pro can make us sound smarter.
That's right. That always helps. And yeah, thank you, Mike. And it was a pleasure.
Hey, well, everybody have a good week. I'm not sure who the co-host next week is because I think Todd's in the air during the recording. We may pre-record next week with Todd from Hawaii, but we'll see.
Do a sound scene tour.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that'd work.
Yeah.
Anyway, catch you later.
Bye-bye.